Saturday, September 13th, 2008. Sovereign status. Ma is throwing it all away. With the nation in the midst of an economic downturn, President Ma Ying-jeou said in an interview with a foreign media outlet that although the relationship between Taiwan and China is special, it is not state-to-state in nature. The presidential office added that the cross-strait relationship involves two areas. It appears that Taiwan's sovereignty can now be downplayed. In 1991, President Li Denghui ended emergency measures for the Communist Rebellion and said there was one China, two areas, and two political entities. He did so to counteract China's one country, two systems, and not as a plan for long-term peace and stability. Whereas Lee's one country, two areas referred to one free area and one fallen area, today we have returned to the original meaning, the Taiwan area and the mainland area. At the time, Mainland Affairs Council Chairman Huang Kunhui attempted to apply for UN membership for Taiwan using a one country, two seats model, while then Minister of Economic Affairs Jiang Bingkun at an APEC meeting in Seattle tested the notion of two Chinas for a transitional period. However, with China's refusal to recognize Taiwan as an equal political entity and procrastination by conservatives led by then Premier Hao Bo-chun, these efforts proved futile. Before stepping down, Li drew a red line with his statement about a special state-to-state relationship between Taiwan and China, the so-called state-to-state discourse. Although this did not explicitly claim there was one Taiwan and one China, it clearly said that there were two Chinas. This is also why Beijing hates Li. Former President Chen Shui-bian dared not cross the line and could only ambiguously say that there were two Chinese countries. The Democratic Progressive Party was in power and Taiwan was independent. The only mission left was to correct the national title. China's foreign policies were aimed at mobilizing party supporters at elections and did not serve the interests of the public. Wavering between abolishing the guidelines for national unification and the National Unification Council and promoting cross-strait integration, Chen's use of the slogan "One country on each side of the Taiwan Strait" was only a metaphor for the two China discourse. The thrust of Ma's policy toward China has always been one China, with each side having its own interpretation based on the so-called 1992 consensus created by Su Qi, now Secretary General of the National Security Council. Ma wants to shelve the sovereignty dispute and avoid confrontation with China in exchange for gestures of Chinese goodwill, including allowing Taiwanese participation in international organizations. This subordinates Taiwan's diplomacy to China's and is the reason why Ma has proposed flexible diplomacy and a diplomatic truce. If the biggest sovereignty issue were the status of Jinmen and Mazu, then shelving the dispute would be acceptable. But Beijing still maintains that Taiwan is a breakaway province, and Taipei is reacting meekly and subserviently as if it were abandoning sovereignty. When a weaker state makes unilateral concessions, it only harms itself. This is the reality of international politics. Taiwan can hold talks with China on not undermining one another, but it must not depend on China. If Ma does this out of rigid adherence to the constitutional One China formula, then he is naive. If he does so because of international realities, then he is beyond help. But if he does so to revive the economy without concern for sovereignty, then he is doomed.